The future of the Build Back Better Act may be in doubt in Congress, but New York labor leaders say the bill would create sustainable union jobs and make key reforms that support working families. The $1 trillion Build Back Better Act proposes $110 billion to help spur the creation of new clean energy technology and supply chains, such as solar and batteries. Christian Gonzalez with the Industrial Division of the Communication Workers of America says clean energy jobs would greatly benefit New Yorkers and parts of the state that have seen job loss in the manufacturing sector.
Schenectady, New York used to have 30,000 workers at GE. So companies like GE have a unique opportunity to bring that work back and create these good, sustaining union jobs that would help reboost the U.S. manufacturing economy as well as New York's manufacturing economy.
Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer has promised a vote on Build Back Better in the coming weeks, but resistance from Senator Joe Manchin and others has left the timeline up in the air. Manchin has been a vocal critic of some Build Back Better provisions, such as 4-week paid family leave and universal preschool for 3- and 4-year-olds, citing their price tags when he said he can't support the legislation. Gonzalez says he thinks these policies should be seen instead as a major investment in working families.
You look at New York State and how many essential employees in the pandemic. There isn't adequate childcare. Build Back Better can help alleviate some of the tension that comes with not being able to have the medical care and leave that you need to provide for a new child or family member.
The Build Back Better framework will allow New York to expand access to free high-quality preschool to nearly 300,000 additional 3- and 4-year-olds per year. I'm Emily Scott with New York News Connection. Find our 8 trust indicators to support transparency and accuracy at publicnewsservice.org.